I found hope in Christ after the loss of my best friend, Cody. I spent most of my youth out of place and with many friendships, but none were that were close. My family was a weekend church-going family that would use God to heal emotional hangovers. The Lord was never really explored in my house, and the Bible was more of an ornament rather than the story of Christ and salvation. I drank and drugged a majority of my youth, which led to many consequences: shattered family, loss of job, and loss of freedom. I spent a majority of my time chasing matters of the flesh and doing what I wanted at great cost to my mind, body, and soul. I finally got sober at the age of 24. And at the age of 27, I came to Christ in the back pew of Watermark when Adam Tarnow spoke of Christ as a Heavenly Father. He explained the characteristics of Christ and I knew that instant my Father had been with me for as long as I can remember. God never leaves those that he loves. He offers grace to those rebellious, and he embraces those that are lost. He is the Alpha and the Omega that has plans for me that I can never comprehend. He sent his Son to die on the cross for my sins in place of me and desires intimate connection with me. If that is not love, I'm not sure what love is. During this time, my best friend Cody and I had become close over a year. We had both been going through issues related to friendships, job, emotional health, and female relationships. We would meet up 2 to 4 times per week to discuss life, God, and where we fit in this world. He believed in service of others and giving his time to people so that they could overcome whatever they were going through. I believed in the same, so we naturally gravitated towards each other. Over this time, he was a big brother, a mentor, and a best friend to me that I had really not had in my life. I remember we got dinner one time, and I just knew that we were buds. It was an easy relationship that just clicked. I sat down and I said, I have relationship issues. And he said, tell me about it. And then we talked about it. In 2017, I met my now fiance. During this relationship, I started to attend Watermark and spend more time here and with her. In that time, Cody started to have mental health issues that had plagued him for his whole life. His outlook started to be narrow and full of despair. He would have bouts of depression, sleeplessness, and anxiety. We kept close, but he drew further and further into the darkness. I remember talking with him and just hearing defeat in his voice. I did not know what to do for him, and I trusted the Lord to direct me and guide me. I was never one to let go of relationships or ask for guidance when it came to friends. I would work harder and harder to make my relationships and my friendships work. When I met Cody, I was still actively trying to seek comfort in people. I was looking to make my friendships work. With Cody, it was such an easy friendship that I immediately felt God's hand in it. When he started to have problems, I would have normally surrounded him and smothered him, but I chose to try something new. On May 21st, 2017, I was walking into Target and I got a funny feeling. I remember that Cody had not texted me back and I was starting to worry. It was not the first time, but this time I just knew something was wrong. I left Target around 2 p.m. and headed straight for his house. I knew his family, so showing up would not have been a problem or disturbing in any way. When I got there, they asked me if I had heard from Cody. He lived in a detached room from his house, so it wasn't unusual for him to be there and have no contact with his family. I answered no and went straight to his door. The door was locked. I finally broke through and found him on the floor. He had passed from an overdose. I kneeled down at that moment and asked for God to give me my friend back. I was in shock. How could this happen to me? Why him? Why not me? Why would I give him to God only to have him taken away? I thought that if you trusted God with your relationship, that meant that nothing would happen to them. That relationship would be blessed and never filled with disappointment or heartache. I was unable at the time to think of what God's plan was for me or Cody, I was only able to think of myself and my pain. I had more questions than answers, and I was filled with rage at God. I felt nothing but anger. I felt numb. I wanted to understand what had happened and why. I would tell people that I was fine, but I would ponder why going on was important when I felt nothing. I would throw myself into work and volunteering. I would yell at my girlfriend for not paying enough attention to me and being unable to fix me. During this time of rage, I was the loneliest I had ever been. I was unable to connect with anyone or anything. I couldn't feel happiness or sadness. I was unable to share in my own joy, triumph, let alone others. All I felt was anger, rage, and shock. I lived by where Cody used to live, and I would take the long way around to avoid his street. I would avoid certain people that would ask me about him. I spent a lot of time volunteering, doing things that didn't require reflection and shutting off my emotions. I did anything I could do in order to feel nothing. I'm an ex-drug addict and alcoholic. During this time, I would think about drinking to escape, using drugs, and taking my own life. I didn't because I didn't want to dishonor the memory of Cody and the amazing guy he was with another death. Now I really know the only reason I did not was because God protected me and showed me through his death and how to glorify him and reach those I could not reach before with his message of love. I know that God can handle my anger and allowed me to be upset with what happened. I also know that God loves me enough to help me through. I don't struggle with anger towards God or resentment towards Cody. I have a toolbox that I can pick up at any time. I can pray, read scripture, and talk through my feelings with community. God has shown me how to live now. I signed up for a grief share at the suggestion of a fellow Watermark member. I was hesitant to go, but I knew I needed help. My girlfriend told me that she knew I was hurting, and saddest thing was she could not help. But she gave me an ultimatum. Find someone that can help because it is hurting me too. I walked into grief share early. It was entirely women. My first thought was, what did I sign up for? I sat down and quietly fought the urge to run. I watched the video and could relate to everything being said. They say the first step to recognizing any problem was realizing there is a problem. I showed up to grief share and realized at once there was a problem. In Proverbs 3:5-6, we are directed to trust in the Lord with all our heart. I knew that showing up to grief share and participating was part of his direction and care. I knew this because of the stories I heard. I would listen week after week to people that felt as I felt, people that lost but were once again reborn into another life. I was shown love. I was given living examples of the gospel week after week. These people and examples helped me relate to scripture and in turn to God. Many months have passed since my loss. Here are some things that have changed since my first day of grief share. The woman that I was dating is now to become my bride. I turned towards Christ and was able to see the love she had for me and the share and joy we had together. I am now able to go down his street, speak of him with joy as well as sadness because of missing him. I am able to openly share my loss with others in order to share the transformation Christ had put me through. I am able to give myself permission to feel, to share, and to live life after my loss. My new normal is filled with joy, love, pain, sorrow, loss, and triumph. All of these things are normal thing to feel, which is something that I never knew. I thought there was only two emotions in life, angry or happy. I now come to grief share each week to see each and every one of you. If you think I come back because I think I'm helping you, I'm not. Through God, I come back each week to learn from you, to hear God's message through you, and to offer anything those before me have taught me to you. My relationship with God has changed. I am no longer afraid of what will happen in this broken world. The loss and sadness that I feel in this world are relieved in me through Jesus and this word and his word. I have a deep relationship with Christ that is built on trust and love. I believe every promise in the Bible, regardless of what my mind tells me. Throughout the grief share process, week by week, I would uncover more and more. I learned of God and his unbounding love for me. I found out that I had my relationship wrong. It was built on works, but not on love. This was the biggest change of all. I would give in to my grief, the painful, icky, and dark feelings that were ultimately going to separate me from the Lord. I am someone that does not like pain. In fact, I avoided it at all costs. Psalm 34:18 tells me, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." I was crushed in spirit. This is true of my experience in grief share. I was able to understand the answer to why to glorify the Lord. The Lord took home his son, and he is now in heaven. He no longer has to suffer, and I get to come here every week and speak to people that understand my hurt and I theirs. We get to draw closer to the Lord together. They point me to him when I cannot see, and I do the same for them. The death of my friend opened my eyes to the Lord, opened my eyes to his character, and now I get to tell people about him and his character. Glorifying him is an understatement. I get to tell everyone, the story of redemption through my story. I get to point out the good and the bad. I get to feel how I feel, and people get to see that. I lead by example today. The example that Christ set before me. The example that I will never live up to, but I will strive to live up to every day. I remember every day the memory of my friend. Hebrews 13:16 says, "And do not neglect doing good and sharing, for with such sacrifices God is pleased." If this is your first night here, I only ask that you come back, that you continue to lean into the painful feelings, that you continue to believe in what you do not see. If you think there's no rhyme or reason, you are in the right place. I was. Thank you.